Hey, you.
Hey, Ron.
Hey everyone, how you doing? Kira, are we waiting for more folks?
Not that I know of. I have Elaine Flores as well as Billy Cooper, Helen Lin, Mike Shriver, Charles, and Gwen excused.
That's
That's six.
six excused. So does that mean we have quorum? How many people are in the committee total? Can you remind me?
13.
So 14, so 13 minus six, seven divided by two plus one. So I think we need and rounding up, so that would be five people, I think. Right?
I can check and pull up the document.
And you didn't get any other RSVPs. Oh, here's JP. Cool.
And housing. We don't take money.
So maybe let's just give it a couple minutes. Does that sound good to you all? Cool. I'm looking at the roll sheet from last month on the minutes, and I think it actually is 11 members of the committee. So I think that we actually maybe do have quorum. Does that sound right, Kira?
I have 13, but I do have a lot of leaved people on leave of absence. So
okay.
I'm not sure if maybe that's what it is.
Which role sheet are you looking at? Because maybe I'm looking at an old one.
Okay, I'm looking at the one on the minutes.
From September?
Yeah.
So I think that, at least according to this, it looks like...
Oh, are you counting above the line?
Above the line, yeah.
Okay, yeah, then it is 11.
Okay, cool. But then it actually looks like maybe JP isn't technically a home committee member of this committee. Does that sound right, JP?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is membership your home committee?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so then, okay, so I'm wrong. Sorry about that. Sakura is right.
I have the committee sheet right here. Let me look at it.
Thank you. Okay.
Ed Chitty, Ron Hernandez, Bruce Ito, Helen Lin, Charles Theron, Gwen Smith, JP Soto, Cedric Adabes, Billy Cooper, Elaine Flores, Mike Shriver, Kevin Hutchcroft. And so, of course, of those folks, Charles and Gwen are currently still in their sort of perpetually excused, and same goes for Mike. So that is what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, minus the sort of regular excused is 9. And then Billy, of course, is excused for what she's dealing with right now, 8. And so we do have quorum. We need 5 for quorum, so we have it. I just sent a chat message to Cesar, so I don't know if you're, oh, there you are. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks everyone for helping with that.
Yes, thank you. So should we get started? Okay, I'm looking, where did I put the agenda? Okay, there we go.
Want me to share the screen for Nanda, Cesar?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Can everyone see that okay?
Yep. Okay, we'll review and approve the agenda for today. We have some council member attendance bullet points, demographic update. Do I have consensus to approve the agenda for today?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Now let's review the minutes from September.
Let me know if I'm going too fast. Getting through all the resource allocation.
Under letters of probation or an LNCS, is that just?
Oh, looks like maybe just a little typo. Mm. Thanks for that, Ron. Talking about recruitment here. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that is about it.
Great, can I get consensus to approve the minutes from September? Mm-hmm. Great.
I'm good.
Did we do, I came a little bit late. Were introductions already done?
Oh, I think we missed introduction.
Okay, I'll start. Rod Hernandez, committee member.
Dr. Cadavis, committee member.
John Paul Soto, council and committee member.
Hatchcroft, HHS.
Melina Clark, council staff.
Kira, council staff.
Mark Lamar, council staff.
Thank you and welcome, everyone. Any announcements today? Okay, public comment. I don't think we have members of the public here. Okay, let's move on to council member attendance report. I see we have a review of renewals.
Here, I just pulled up the current agenda. I think we actually don't have any renewals this month.
Okay. I'm looking at an old one then, I guess.
I think, so in terms of the notice of attendance, I think that Thomas is back in compliance with the attendance. So we can take that off for next month. And then we do have two people resigning from the council. That's Ney Nascimento and Cicely Emerson. Cicely, this will be her last month on the council. So I didn't update, I'll update the demographic report with her next month. And I emailed both Ney and Cicely exit interviews as well. And so I have Ney's exit interview to go over today and still waiting on Cicely. So hopefully we'll have that by next month.
And Cicely's replacement from Marin County is will hopefully be Na Lay, I think is the last name. And they have already been introduced to Dave to go through the application process and will hopefully appear before you all for an interview. Na also will be co-presenting or presenting the Marin County report that we usually receive in October this month. So you all might have met her. Anyway, she's done that for the past couple, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Mark. I have Ney's exit interview up here. Let me know if you can't see it or if you need me to slow down.
Food and gift cards from DoorDash counts as some of the most things.
That's good.
The council. Oh, okay.
Huh. Yeah, it sounds like we have a contact here.
Well, can you make sure to forward that on to Dave so that maybe mm-hmm. Dave can reach out to Guillerme?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Cool. Did everyone get a chance to read that? Sounds like everyone did. Next on the attendance report section is just noting that Orrin Allen was notified of the automatic dismissal that was discussed last month. or I guess instead of automatic dismissal, rather like non-renewal, to clarify. So that has already been communicated to him.
He's he understands the difference, right?
I think so. I think, I don't know, Mark, if you have anything to add there.
I don't know if he understands the difference. I'd like to think so, but since I've received no communication with him, I don't know.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. I think that is it for this section. And I do have the demographic reports updated that I can share with folks.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I'll start with the areas report. So this month's report reflects the departure of both Orin Allen and Nena Cemento. So we are now at 32 people total. Basically all the target areas are still the same. And we now are also down another non-aligned consumer. So that's still a big target area for the council. Does anyone have any questions about the demographic report?
So I want to make sure I'm reading it right. Is that zero non-aligned Latinx?
Yeah, zero non-aligned Latinx consumer. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and so we're under for Latinx council members in general, and especially like very under for Latinx non-aligned consumer. Any other questions? Okay, I will go ahead and also share the EPI report, which I think should be this one right here. Looks pretty similar. Target areas are still basically the same. Any questions about the EPI demographic report?
Not for me.
Okay. You can always reach out if more questions come up. And I will go ahead and stop sharing here. And I think turn it back over to Cesar.
For that, Melina. Mm-hmm. Next meeting. It's November 11th, 3 to 5 p.m.
perfectly sized meeting.
I'm exhausted.
Wonderful. Refreshing, actually. I feel refreshed.
So November 11th is Veterans Day. Is that a conflict for other folks?
It's a holiday, isn't it? Aren't closed?
It is for some people.
Okay. I don't know if we're closed. Let me check Shanti's calendar, but it'll really rely on you all as well. Does anyone have that day off for work?
I do.
You do? Okay. Well, let me see if you do too as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine that if you two have it. Shanti is known for being very generous as far as any holiday that potentially could be a day off we will take.
Yeah, I think you guys do have it off.
Oh yeah, we have it. We have it off. I just checked.
There we go. classic Shanti. Self-care first.
do you get Doris Day off?
Oh, that's a great one though. I think we should have Doris Day off.
I think we should have Doris Day off.
I mean, we give everyone 2 weeks at the end of the year holiday. Just because.
Just because. That's a cool policy. November 11th, the health department is also.
So when is the Thanksgiving holiday? If we move it to a week later, that's steering, isn't it?
Yeah, that's steering.
Or you could just skip a meeting. It's up to you. You all don't have to meet. If you'd like to skip, you can. Or if you want to do it a week earlier, you can. Whatever the group wants.
Well, if we skip, we won't have a meeting December.
Until January.
Oh, right. You have to actually determine in November if you're going to even be meeting in December. You have to meet at least for that. So how about on the 4th?
That works for me.
I can do that.
Okay.
We're going to be out of town from the 4th to the 14th.
Can we still meet? How do you feel about that, Cesar? Do you want to make it?
I would, but I'm going to be on a plane on the 4th.
No, I mean, can we still meet without you?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
Or we could do it on the 3rd if you want. It's vital. But it might be easier just to keep it a week earlier on the same date and have Cesar, if Cesar's okay with missing it. Yeah? Sounds like it from the deafening silence that people are okay with that. Melina, would you mind sending out, or Kira, actually probably Kira, whichever, sending out a notice to the full council about just making that a week earlier? Because
if you don't mind doing that, I can update the calendar invite for everyone.
Yeah, of course. And it's going to be November 4th, correct?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because one of the things, I mean, there'll be actually two things you'll have to determine. When you want to start the whole committee reselection process, sometimes that starts earlier, sometimes that waits. And then also if you want to take December off, as most committees do. So there'll be at least two agenda items there.
Okay.
November 4th from 3 to 5.
Good.
Okay. Anything else? Any last thoughts? Comments? Affirmations?
You did a great job today. Thank you.
Yes. Go local baseball team.
Yes. Are they playing? They better. Are they playing? Are they doing home or they're playing in LA?
They're here tonight.
Okay. Well, maybe that'll help. But. Okay, can I get a move for adjournment?
Audi. I move Audi.
There we go. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Mm-hmm. Thank council staff and committee members. Have a good
weekend. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.